And you're also listening right now to a very familiar voice.
They didn't want to come on to do a program because somebody out at Prince Rupert, your counterpart, had asked them a question that might have been a bit sideways some time ago. And it frightens me that that's the way the media is going. And maybe that this gives me an opportunity to defend you people by saying, because if you know my writings, I don't have any patience for anybody. I have no favorites. I just say what I want.
Right.
But I look at things like when they say, well, I'm not coming on your show because you said something bad to me the last time. Hell, it's you and I that are paying the guy's salary.
Ben Meisner, a very familiar voice in Northern BC. And that was from an interview the day Ben Meisner launched his website, Opinion 250. It went online May 13th in 2005, almost 10 years ago. The late broadcasting legend passed away earlier this month after a short battle with cancer. Peter Ewart is a columnist for the website, and he's with me in the Prince George studio this morning. Peter, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for inviting me in.
What went through your mind as you heard Ben's voice there?
The first thing is his distinctive voice. If you were walking down the street in Beijing, China, or in Timbuktu, and you heard that voice, yeah, you would recognize it right away. It had a very distinct quality to it. It was an authority to it that he had as a person in that regard.
You know, it's funny. I only really got to interact with him a little bit coming back to Prince George this time for myself, because I was in Prince Rupert for 5 years and, of course, knew of Ben, and he'd been a guest on the show. But what impresses you about the man is he was, in many respects, a force of nature. I mean, he was a walking opinion to many extents. Like, and a lot of people, I think, live in fear of expressing an opinion of some sort, but that didn't seem to inconvenience Ben at all.
No, it didn't. Ben was a fearless journalist and took on a whole number of issues, whether it was, the whole question of saving the Chaco River, whether it was a question of opposing the privatization of BC Rail, mm-hmm. a whole number of issues. And I think in this day and age, that whole spirit of being a fearless journalist, I think is very important because, as everyone knows, you know, it seems every day there's more and more attempts to muzzle the voices of journalists and ordinary people. And I think his example of speaking up, speaking your mind, always keeping in mind the interests of the ordinary people, I think that's a very good example.
I suppose the danger sometimes when you do and express an opinion, and, you know, sometimes at the CBC we have to walk that fine line between trying to respect opinion and reflect all opinions, but at the same time you sort of end up in an opinion never land. Like, it's neither here nor there. But when you decide that you're going to pick an issue and you're going to pick a side in the issue, it can polarize the people who interact with you. How much did you get a sense that Ben was bothered by the fact that some people were turned off by his opinions as much as they might have been inflamed by them?
I don't think that he was bothered by that, in the sense that he was somebody who really believed in discussion and in the clash of opinions. And out of that, that's how people got to know about things. That's how they got educated about things. And I think precisely because taking a stand on this, you create a point by which others can reference, mm-hmm. and they may disagree, but nonetheless, it creates an atmosphere of discussion, which I think is important for a democratic society.
You came to work with Ben around the time of, what, the BC Rail scandal? Is that when you first started working with Ben?
Yes, I had met him before that. I'd been on his I'd been on his radio show, yeah. And actually been interviewed by him, and it was a rigorous interview, rigorous but fair.
Yeah,
and that was how Ben was, right? If you came on his show, he had an expression, when the broadcast light comes on, the hawk goes on the wing. And it didn't matter who it was, whether it was a premier or a municipal politician or whoever, they were going to be subject to some rigorous questioning, which I compare to almost like you go to the garage to get a tune-up for your car. You had to be prepared. And when you came out of his interviews, you felt tuned up.
When you first started to work for him, I mean, what was your impression of what you were getting yourself into? I mean, in 2005, an online news source was a pretty bold idea. I mean, it's pretty much de rigueur today, but I mean, in 10 years ago, did it seem not even, well, fledgling might have been overstating it?
Well, I think Ben and Elaine Meisner, who started this off, mm-hmm. they created a spirit right from the very beginning that this was something that we could do. They created an atmosphere about it, almost like a drama about it, that we were going to get into this and we were going to, make a difference, right? And Ben and Elaine spearheaded it, and there was a number of us who they asked to come on board, and it's been a great experience.
And what do you recall as a memory that stands out for you of Ben the boss, Ben the guy who was running the show?
Ben was a great storyteller, and I remember he told me a story about how he got started as speaking and giving his opinion on the air. Mm-hmm. And this was back, I believe, in Dauphin, Manitoba, and he wasn't much out of high school and just recently employed by the radio station, and the manager came to him. And basically, the chain smoking manager, who didn't say very much, came up to him and said, "Listen, I want you tomorrow to be to do the editorial at the noon hour." And what Ben did at that time, he didn't go and run away and look for newspapers for stories or read a book or something like that. He went down to the local garage where there was a lot of poor dirt farmers there. And he went down there for an hour or two, and by the next day he had his story. And one of the characteristics of at that time, in terms of when he did these stories, was that they weren't edited, except for if there was any libelous things.
Sure.
So I think from that, we got was sort of a crystallization of what Ben was about later on, and that was his can-do attitude. He would he'd step up to the plate without blinking. His connection to ordinary people, always going to the ordinary people, for the information, and furthermore, always speaking his own mind, not being a mouth for someone else's words.
Mm. Now, I have to ask, though, what was he like to disagree with?
Fine. on air, if you were going to disagree with him, anyway, you're going to get into maybe a bit of a clash. But that didn't matter. Like afterwards, I remember the first time I went on, mm-hmm. Like I said, I was rigorously questioned. but then afterwards, he was so warm and friendly. And, I just took a shine to him, because I realized that... here was somebody who, like Ben, came from a poor background, a tough upbringing, and he never forgot that. Never forgot about the little guy and the importance of standing up for the little guy. So,
he was a man who was passionate about Prince George. That's for sure.
He was passionate about Prince.
That's a legacy he'll leave behind.
Yes, he was passionate about Prince George. Passionate about the North. Passionate about that ordinary people should have a voice.
Well, Peter Ewart, thank you.
Can I say one last thing?
Sorry.
I just wanted to say that I've been in touch with the family, and the family is humbled by the support that's come in. There's been thousands of emails and phone calls and letters, and they're humbled by it, by this expression of support and sympathy from the people, and they want to thank everyone.
Well, you can certainly pass along our support as well from all of us here at CBC who encountered and worked with Ben over the years. He was a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. From 250 News, the online news website, Peter Ewart has joined me here this morning sharing memories of the late Ben Meisner. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell.